The Buffalo Bills suffered a 22-0 loss to the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field to drop them to 1-3 on the season. Commentator Matt Sabuda joins us this morning for Beyond the Playbook. Matt, what went wrong? And remember, we only have 5 minutes.
Oh man. Well, you might be tempted to think that the Bills simply reverted to the awful team we saw in the first two games. And with a 22-point loss, I suppose you'd be right to feel that way, but not quite that simple, particularly because despite the blowout, the defense actually played above average, not by a lot, but they did play well enough and created opportunities to keep Buffalo in the game for a while, or at least much longer than they probably deserved to be. Despite the score, and while it seemed like the Bills were dominated, they were just one big play away from making it a one-score game well into the second half, thanks to the defense, which forced an Aaron Rodgers fumble and an interception when the game was still within reach. But the offense just couldn't get anything going to score and get them back in the game. And unfortunately, that started and ended with a subpar play of rookie quarterback Josh Allen. 1 week after a high-flying performance, quite literally based on the highlight reel, Allen came crashing down to earth this week and looked like the raw rookie he was advertised as being when the season began. Quite simply, through 3.5 games, Allen has showed us that he's got a lot of potential, but a long way to go, kind of like what we expected coming into the season. And at the end of the game, Allen was 16 of 33 for 151 yards, but even those brutal numbers were padded by some garbage time play, as he had 87 yards almost midway through the fourth quarter, not to mention two interceptions and one lost fumble. In short, he was as bad as Josh Allen doubters have expected him to be. And going into the game and even games before, I've warned of patience that the Bills fans will need when it comes to this young quarterback, and it's being tested after yesterday. Then again, I suppose that's what patience is all about. And with that, and we'll see if he can rebound next week.
What do they take away from this game, and where do they go from here?
Well, to stay on Allen for a bit, I would say first and foremost, he needs to grow from this performance to give the Bills any chance to improve this season. In my view, he had two glaring issues that need to be corrected. First and foremost, his accuracy. The Bills' front offense seemed convinced that they can fix his fundamentals. That's going to remain a big question mark. But the other more fixable issue yesterday was Allen's pocket presence. He needs to be able to step up in tight pockets rather than trying to escape backwards, which resulted in multiple sacks. And another major concern has been the slow start of running back LeSean McCoy. He's been battling through injured ribs, but was supposed to be the offensive anchor that Buffalo's young quarterback could lean on. Inexplicably, though, he had only 5 carries yesterday. If the Bills are hoping to build towards anything this season, they have to get more from McCoy, plain and simple. And on to the defense, I said before that I don't have a lot of criticism yesterday despite the score, but if the Bills are to take that next step, whatever that means for this season, they're going to need a defense that can force more 3-and-outs or at least short drives. If the Bills are going to continue to have a work-in-progress offense, which seems likely, they'll need more than a bend-but-don't-break style defense, as Allen and the offense will need as much time and many more opportunities as possible. Some of this is a lot to ask, but certainly possible. Still remains an uphill climb as the Bills lack that needed cadre of talent, particularly on offense and most glaringly at wide receiver. But if I'm going to be optimistic on a Monday, which, come on, don't we all need a little Monday optimism? Based on last game's, the Bills do have some reason to hold out hope that some of the young developing talent can still take those needed steps toward a brighter future in the coming weeks, despite yesterday's setback. Said it before, I'll say it again, this season likely to be a bumpy ride, so keep your seatbelt on.